Good evening. I'm Bree Ripley in Billings with Yellowstone Public Radio News. A rural school in central Wyoming is on track to reopen this fall after being closed due to leaking gas from a nearby oil field. Tests in May showed air quality inside the Midwest school was acceptably clean after work to address the problem. The Casper Star Tribune reports a burst water pipe last winter complicated plans to reopen the school, but all work is finished ahead of schedule. The K-12 school has been closed for more than a year, following unsafe levels of benzene and carbon dioxide. Dozens of students and teachers surveyed reported headaches, coughing, and sore throats, likely due to breathing the gases. The school's 150 students and their teachers spent the past school year at schools in Casper, about 40 miles away. The largest wildfire in the nation burns right now in Montana, and it's the size of New York City. The 353-square-mile Lodgepole Complex fire is burning in Garfield and Petroleum counties of eastern Montana. It's burning in timber, grass, dead and down trees, sagebrush, as well as primary core sage-grouse habitat south of Highway 200. It has destroyed 12 homes, fencing, and haystacks. The area is again under a red flag warning today with hot and dry conditions along with gusty winds. Public Information Officer for the Lodgepole Complex Fire, Jeremy Olson, says the weather right now makes for very dangerous firefighting conditions.
Firefighters are experiencing anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 foot flame lengths in that sagebrush and in the timber draw areas and stuff. It's just not safe to fight fire in there.
Some 300 fire personnel from 34 states, some as far away as New Hampshire and Florida, are working the fire lines with a lot of help from fixed wing and helicopters that are in heavy use. As of this morning, the fire is 5% contained, but Olson says those numbers could go up as the fire lines are checked through the day. Olson reminds everyone that safety is vital, and if someone feels concerned or threatened by fire activity, self-evacuate.
People need to be prepared. Across the state of Montana, they need to be ready and don't wait for somebody to ask you to evacuate your home or whatever.
Just over 50 people who live north of Highway 200 in western Garfield County remain under evacuation. An automatic state budget cut could pull tens of millions of dollars out of the state firefighting fund as early as tomorrow. During the legislative session earlier this year, state lawmakers approved a bill that triggers budget cuts based on how much revenue is coming in. Those revenues are far behind what Governor Steve Bullock budgeted for, and that means cuts to numerous state agencies and institutions, including the firefighting fund. Today, Governor Bullock said the state will be able to find the money it needs to pay any fire expenses. The budget cut could pull about half of the $60 million to stabilize the state budget. On Sunday, Bullock declared a state of emergency, which allows him to access an additional $16 million emergency fund if necessary.
The fire fund is over, it's north of $60 million, but certainly the availability of money in that isn't causing me any concern.
The budget cut could pull about half of the $60 million to stabilize the state budget. On Sunday, Bullock declared a state of emergency, which allows him to access an additional $16 million emergency fund if necessary. Officials of Glacier National Park say a visitor who was taking photographs of the scenery fell into a creek, was swept into a culvert, and plunged off a steep cliff to his death. Park officials said in a statement today that 26-year-old Robert Durbin of Corvallis, Montana, died Saturday. They say Durbin was taking photos along Haystack Creek next to the Going to the Sun Road, which is known for its dramatic scenery and vertigo-inducing heights. Glacier officials say the death isn't considered suspicious and that falls are a leading cause of death in the park. Part of a popular road in Grand Teton National Park is being temporarily closed for dust reduction. A 2-mile stretch of Moose Wilson Road will be off limits from 4 a.m. Tuesday through 8 a.m. Thursday so road crews can spray a chemical to reduce dust. The Jackson Hole News and Guide says this is the first of 3 applications scheduled for this year for the winding road at the base of Teton Range. Officials plan to pave the dirt section of the road, but construction won't begin for another year. Yellowstone National Park has lifted boating restrictions on Yellowstone Lake after a large portion of the lake was closed to accommodate airplanes scooping up water to fight a wildfire. Fire officials had planned to use the two scooper planes for the next week or so to dump water on a 3-square-mile fire outside the park that's threatening 200 homes. However, the park said the planes had been released from fire Saturday night. The blaze is burning in mountain timber about 35 miles west of Cody. The June fire, at 1,938 acres, is at 28% containment. Fire managers say at last update, the Keystone Fire, 7 miles west of Albany, is at 75% containment of the 2,520 acres it has burned. Area closures around the Medicine Bow National Forest are still in effect for that fire. For complete updates and more information on wildfire news, those can be found at our website, ypradio.org. This is a reminder for Yellowstone National Park visitors that until September 10th, the road between Roaring Mountain and Willow Park is under construction. Expect delays up to 30 minutes and night closures between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. Additional travel delays in the park are between Canyon Village and Fishing Bridge because a portion of the road south of Canyon Village is limited to one lane of travel. Drivers are warned to expect delays near the entrance to South Rim Drive at the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone. This has been Yellowstone Public Radio News for Monday evening, July 24th. Have a good night.